Welcome to another fine podcast by Joel. And today I'm going to go over just playing one song using your fingers instead of a pick. And it's going to be playing individual notes instead of strumming. So it's going to be a little bit different than what we've done before, but it'll be a little bit of a challenge. It's kind of fast paced and there's a lot of different changes in notes. So I'm going to explain all of those as we go along. The song is Roulette by System of a Down, and it's their only song that's just acoustic. Well, it actually has other instruments, but it's pretty much an acoustic guitar. And I'm actually playing on the electric, which is kind of funny. I have my electric guitar plugged in to the mixer, so it's going to sound a little bit different, but it can be played the exact same way on acoustic. And the way we're going to play, besides the very first... whenever you have your pointer finger on the fifth fret, you're going to put your third finger, or fourth, whichever one you prefer, on the sixth fret. Other than that, they're always going to be two apart. There will always be one fret in between the two notes you're playing. So it switches around a little bit. It'll go back to the fifth, but whenever you go back to the fifth, you're always going to play the sixth with it. So... the whole song is going to take place on the second and the fifth string. So your fingers will never leave those strings. You're just going to slide your fingers up and down the neck of the guitar to find the right one. So it's going to start off, I'll just play both of them open so you'll see how it sounds. And the easiest way, use your thumb for the fifth string and use your pointer finger to pick... this is without a pick. This is just hitting the string with your finger. You're going to put your pointer finger on the second. So here's how they sound open. Okay, so it's going to be a certain rhythm. You'll kind of understand it. If you know the song, it's going to be really easy. And if you don't know the song, it's going to be really hard, probably. But I think it's going to be a nice lesson for you to learn in a complete different method, as opposed to strumming chords. So it's a really good song to learn. All right, we're going to start on the fifth. Pointer finger on the fifth fret of the fifth string. And it's going to be the sixth fret of the second string. And it's going to sound like this. Okay. Let's try it one more time. Messed up a little bit there. You can go slower if you want. This one is going to be a lot easier if you go really slow until you learn it. So I'll actually go a little bit slower. I think it might be easier for you to hear how the notes go. After that, it's going to go from the fifth. You're going to move your pointer finger to the eighth fret. And it's going to be the eighth and the tenth. On the second string, you'll be on the tenth. So here's the first two in order. Just like that. After that, it's going to go to the third and the fifth. And then it's going to go to the sixth and the eighth. The first and the third. And this might actually be easier to write down because this song's kind of tricky. Third and fifth, and then back to where we started. And that will pretty much make up the verse. The verse and refrain aren't that much different, but the verse will go twice. So I'll play it really slow once, and then I'll play it again, and I'll tell you which strings I'm touching. So, you know, this might be a little bit tricky for me, but I'm going to try as best I can. I'm not going to say what string, but I'm just going to say exactly what fret I'm touching as I touch it. 5, 6, 5, 5, 6, 5, 8, 10, 8, 3, 5, three, six, eight, six, six, eight, six, one, three, one, three, five, six, five. Just like that. And it'll repeat twice exactly like that. That might sound confusing at first, but if you try it over and over again, you'll understand the rhythm. It has a lot different rhythm than anything we've done so far. So I'll play that one more time. It's going to go 5, 6, 5, 5, 6, 5, 8, 10, 8, 3, 5, 3, 6, 8, 6, 6, 8, 6, 1, 3, 1, 3, 5, 3, 5, 6, 5. Just like that. And I'm pausing there so you can see where the switches are, but you won't do the pause when you're playing. I'll play it one more time, the verse one more time without saying what the notes are. And try to play along. Okay, just like that. And then for the refrain, it's not hard at all. The first one's going to be the exact same. It's going to be 5, 6, 5. Then it's going to be open 5th string. So you're going to remove your finger, and it's going to be the 2nd fret on the 2nd string. So it sounds just like this. Then it's going to go to 3, 5, then 1, 3, 5. Let's do that one more time. 5, 6, 5, 5, 6, 5, open, 2, open, open, 2, open, 3, 5, 3, 3, 5, 3, 1, 3, 1, 3, 5, 3, 5. It's really easy. It seemed kind of hard for me at first to learn exactly how the rhythm was. But once I mastered the rhythm, it was really easy because it doesn't change much. You're just moving your fingers a little bit. It's not... But if you haven't played open notes, it's going to be a little bit trickier. But this is a really good first song to learn anything besides strumming with. So let's try the whole thing one more time. I'm not going to sing, but if you know the words, you can sing right along. And you can go listen to the original and see how close it is. It should be pretty much exact, minus the violins and all the extra stuff. But, you know, you could sit there with a guitar and play that. It should sound really good. Practice that a little bit, and we'll see you next time here on Acoustic Guitar with Joel.